Hey, Pink Shade listeners, it's Erin here to tell you about what we're doing every Thursday on the Pink Shade podcast. So each week, we are going to bring you a snippet from one of last week's Patreon episodes. Mary Payne, tell them what this means.
Okay, Erin. So as y'all know, we worked really hard to combine our two Patreon platforms into one super platform called Pink Shade Bunkies. So each Thursday, we're going to bring you this best of clip from the previous week so you can see what's going on over on the Patreon and hopefully join us.
Yeah. And on Patreon, sometimes, you know, we're funny. Sometimes we're serious. Sometimes we are overly personal and deep. And sometimes we're prepared, professional. And sometimes we're just a hot mess. It's the joy of Patreon.
Absolutely. So enjoy this clip from last week's Patreon. And if you want to join, the link is in the show notes below. But you can go to patreon.com/pinkshadebunkies. That's patreon.com/pinkshadebunkies and join us. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, speaking of we're here for real. So after Barry, you know, lays every single ounce of blame at Kim's door, she is now trying to be on like damage tour, like the apology tour. So she invites the younger girls over for a sleepover at yet another random Airbnb.
They're the slumlords of Cairo.
They certainly are. I mean, they've got the bad couches and the gross coffee tables and the folding chairs. She's got the devil's ice cream for everyone. They're about to get crunk up in here.
Yeah, remember when she disowned Olivia for giving the kids ice cream? Remember that? They got one tub for 20 people. And that's it. Olivia's out of the family.
Yep. Something about her character, I recall. Mm-hmm. So now Kim's like, yeah, have some strawberry, have some cookies and cream. Whoop, whoop. We love Satan. Yes. Hail Satan. So she is like, you know, it sucks that Barry has started talking to all the kids without me because he's getting his story out there. And now they basically all hate me. And I was like, I hate you already, but I totally am on her side with that point.
I get what she's saying.
I'm like, this sucks. So she brings the girls over and they're all hopped up, you know, on
sugar.
Satan's sugar and also Barry's speeches for the last 10 nights over pizza.
Right.
And they sit down and Kim says, listen, this is what she tells cameras first. I wrote this down. She says, yeah, it was my decision to leave, but I'm leaving because of him. And the kids aren't understanding that. And so it just looks like I'm abandoning everyone. And I'm like, yep, that's exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. So he's made himself the good guy. Kim is the baddie. She's left with the fallout. She's over there trying to feed him ice cream to get them to forgive her. And she then tells us about correcting the mistakes of her childhood, how she feels like she smothered her kids too much. Now she's loosened up on the rules. You know, clothing, makeup, sugar, processed food, even dating. What they listen to. And then she says, which makes me just want to kill her. She's like, and I want to have fun now too. I'm like,
no, girl.
Shut up.
No, girl.
I want to smack her mouth hole.
Yeah. Again.
I want to have fun now too.
Like I said, if she come at this with, oh my God, I have realized my mistakes. I have damaged all these children. I want to make it better for the younger ones because what happened with the older ones, I want to go to each of them individually and explain to them how sorry I am and let's work through it. Let's get some family therapy. I'm so sorry. Look what I've done. She's not coming at it that way at all. It's just sort of like, this is what I've decided now. Everybody get on board. The train's leaving the station. Too fucking bad if you didn't like it before. Now I'm changing it. I'm changing it. Yeah.
Right. I'm changing it. Get on board. And if you're not, because look who's being left behind, Lydia. Lydia is being left behind as the only holdout of the old way of thinking.
Yep.
They indoctrinated her and it worked.
Right.
And now they're going to abandon her in that. Oh, the rage. The rage, I tell you. Okay, so back to the scene at hand, though. Amber, the oldest of the three children of the corn, she decides to lash out at Kim, which is her right to do. She tells cameras first, you know, I never thought that I would be here because my mom told us you never have to worry about divorce. That's not an option. And now Amber's like, and here we are. So Amber's, I don't know what 12. To do.
She's Amber's 12.
12. I have a 12-year-old. I mean, this imagine? Is like killing me. No, I cannot. I cannot. Mine's like, I want a blueberry bagel, not a plain bagel. Don't they have any more blueberry bagel? I mean, that's what mine's worried about right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Amber then is sitting with all of them and they're done with their ice cream and they're playing fucking Yahtzee of all things. I actually love Yahtzee. And she tells Mama Mouthhole, you know what? I feel like Dad bought you the studio and you then separated from us, or maybe you looked at that as a way to be more independent. And Kim says, that's not true. I've been trying to have dance classes here since I got to Cairo, blah, blah, blah. And she says, I'm upset because Barry has started, like, you know, pouring his heart out to the kids and telling them all these things. He's like circling the wagons, basically. And I'm here trying to defend myself. But it is true that her dance studio does give her a sense of independence. However, she wanted that for different reasons. And Amber's like, well, you know, I know you're living in these places out of a suitcase, but you want Dad to move out because it sounds like that's the plan.
Yeah.
But you're the one who wants to leave. So shouldn't you be the one who moves out? And Kim's like, well, is that what you want? And I'm like, oh, don't ask your 12-year-old daughter that, you bitch. Mm. Sorry, but seriously.
So as soon as we have a little bit of like, a little bit of like, yep, she's an independent woman. She should be allowed to divorce her husband. As soon as we have a little bit of that, she's got it. Kim keeps on Kimming.
Kim keeps on, mouth hole keeps on holing.
Yep.
I swear she's to God. Like,
is that what you want, 12-year-old?
I know. What a piece of shit to say that to a 12. Is that what you want? This, you're saying this is not about your kids. Then don't make it about your kids.
Right.
Ever. Not. They are not the decision makers on where you and the heart of the father live. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
God. Anyway, so Amber, though, kind of comes around because Kim's like, look, I want to be able to talk to you guys. You know, it's not that I'm trying to leave. I'm, you know, I'm here for you, blah, blah, blah. They all hug and they go watch a movie. I don't know what they watch. They probably watch some nature documentary for all I know. Or they're in there watching Eyes Wide Shut. We don't know. We don't know what's going on anymore. It's Hot Girl Summer. It's Kim Plath coming out here with her little mini skirt, with her skort from Costco, rocking it with a tank top, kayaking around the lake, just inviting Jamaicans over for dinner. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, there you have it. That's the end. I was born in the dining room, episode 5. Boom. Next week, we're going to see. I was born in the dining room. So next week, we're going to see Lydia surprised by how angry Amber was and her being like, whoa, Amber, look at you. And then we see Max. We find out Mariah finds out actually that Max published a video on social media explaining, air quotes, his side of the breakup story. Uh-huh. This is the video where he talks about like that Coach Brittany or Coach Kim or whatever. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He does a Louis and Teresa video, basically. Mm-hmm. Mariah is pissed. Then we see Olivia goes out to the club with some other 23-year-old girls.
Go, girl. Like,
you know, yeah. And then Ethan gets mauled by some drunkle at the bar.
Well, yeah, I think they're living a little separately again at this point, but they are currently in Paris. So they are doing some things they said they would do, which is, I think they can make it work if this will be, yep, I'll go with you to Paris for 2 months and live, but you got to let me go back to Cairo for a month.
Exactly. You right. Know what I mean? Right. Right.
Let me go hang out with Phil and drink beers and and wash whatever you put in cars, whatever you do there. Right. God.
She's a beauty. Okay, so we are at the end of that. We got to move on to boom, 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 the finale of finale of this recap. I mean,
yeah,
Seeking Sister Wife, amazing season 4.
Yeah, season 4, episode 2. Little do they know. Okay, let's start with the Merrifields. So they're in the car. You know, they picked up Leah. Now, we still don't understand if Leah lives in LA, why they went to LA to pick her up at the airport. Somebody said maybe because they were getting a rental car. None of it makes sense. Who cares? Leah, I got so many great shots of her for our Instagram. Please follow us at Pink Shade Pod. rolling her eyes so far back in her head, she almost fell out of the car twice.
She almost gave herself like an aneurysm.
Yeah.
I'm like, get your eyes back down.
Yeah. Danielle's like, we should really call Bert, you know, so she doesn't feel left out. And so I could rub it in and just stick it to her real good. Leah rolls her eyes. And Danielle goes, you know, I know it's going to be hard for Bert, just like it was hard for me. Leah rolls her eyes again. And she says,
Danielle is like the revenge of Danielle. I live.
So good. This is hot girl summer for Danielle. So she said, so Leah says, you know, Bert and I don't have a good relationship. Whenever I talk to her, she's like one word answers. I was like, well, she doesn't speak English. And she never asked me anything about myself or my son. She's not interested. I was like, no, because they're taking on a third wife when they haven't even gotten the second wife here. So they've rented this Airbnb to spend some quality time together. They make a joke about, you know, Garrick looking at her ass, whatever. Garrick is in some sort of cowboy getup. He's rented a Ford F-150, and now he's driving a cowboy. What? Why? Why?
The getup he is in, the little boy jeans, the Granimals outfit, the two big cowboy boots, the two small cowboy hat. I put it. Did you see the GIF I put on our Bunky Facebook group page? I know you haven't watched Napoleon Dynamite, but this is Kip and LaFonda.
Okay.
From Napoleon Dynamite. You got Bunkies. Garrick and Leah are Kip and LaFonda from Napoleon Dynamite. For real, 100%. Get up included. Okay. Get up included.
All right.
Okay.
So, but then she says, they're sitting outside and she says like, oh, I'd like to get out of my traveling clothes. And I was like, so she did travel, but she lives in
LA. Anyway,
we don't get it. So they sit down on the couch of this Airbnb and they call Roberta, and Danielle's like, hi, sister. And Garrett says, hi, Amor. And Leah's like, nice to see you. So they get out this translator app. So they have a second phone by the phone. And Danielle says, listen, you know, we're here. We're all excited this weekend for the three of us to get to know each other. Sort of like when the three of us got to know each other and then you fucked my husband. Remember that?
Well, I was in the next room.
Remember that? And I know it's hard on you, Bert. Bert starts crying. And Garrick says, love you, my sweet sunshine. Miss you. Oh, baby, you so special. And then he starts crying.
Serial killer.
You special.
And she's let my heart love your heart.
She says, you special too. And Danielle goes, should we leave the room so they can talk alone? And Leah's like, yeah, I can tell when we're not wanted. So they walk out. And Leah says, you know, with Bert, it's like a total roller coaster. Like, you know, Leah's not here for Bert either. So this is Leah and Danielle versus Bert. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Garrick says, yeah, it's hard to talk to Bert sometimes. The communication is sort of spotty, you know, with the language, and her internet's bad. And Bert says to him, you is my king and my love. You is my king. My love. You guys, I'm not making this up. These are the exact words. So outside on the porch. Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is making me die because she really did say it exactly like.
Yes. That's how they talk to each other. Love you, sweet sunshine. Miss you. It's like robot glitch in the Matrix. Like sunshine. See, It's like word salad. Nobody knows what anybody's talking about.
I feel like we're going to turn off the microphone because I'm going to start cackling. Oh my God. You is my king.
So outside, Leah and Danielle talk. And Leah says, look, I feel guilty. I do. I feel bad. Like, you know, Bert doesn't get to spend so much time with Garrick and I feel bad about it. And I don't think Bert likes me very much. And then Leah looks at Danielle and goes, do we have to slow down if Bert's not here? Like, do we really give a shit? Is she ever coming here? And Danielle's like, side smile. That's a good question. All right.